Day of my release, I recall walking out of that place switching my mind from animal lockdown mode back to free world normal. Mom and my little brother were there to pick me up, and for some reason all I was thinking was these mothers supply you with a free ride here but you're on your own getting back where you came from when they cut you loose. It was good seeing my little brother again, and he was looking healthy. He had gotten taller, and darn did that boy talk a lot then. Mom had kept her word the whole time I was on lockdown by not tricking anymore, and I could see her, and Derek had really bonded while I was away. Mom said she thought it was time for us to make a fresh start. She was just waiting for me to get out so we could move the family to Detroit, Michigan. After about a year, like the Beverly Hillbillies, we packed up everything we had in a Mayflower truck and headed to the unknowns of the Motor City for a fresh new start. When we arrived in Detroit, Mom promised things were going to be different. She said she was no longer going back to tricking. In prison she got what was back then equivalent to a GED and learned how to sew, making uniforms. Our first night in Detroit, Mom said she was going